Hey you, I want to tell you about Expressi for Messy. It'll only take a minute, seriously. This quick dry on the fly nail polish dries in about a minute. With 40 unique colors, you can mix and match for whatever mood you're in. Self-application is a breeze. The angled brush makes it easy to apply with both hands and in one simple step. No base or top coat needed. To make it even better, Expressi has a vegan, aid-free formula. Look good and feel good too. Learn more at Essie.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And Pinil of B2B.
Woohoo! And today we're joined again by our very special guest, Joan Day!
Joan Day!
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Why do we keep calling her Joan Day?
Well, because that's her brand.
I hope Brand Day have a Joan Day.
Joan Kim, yes.
Joan Kim.
And I'm very happy to have her back in the studio because today we're talking about a very certain special topic. But before that, this is Get Real, hosted by us, where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood from our perspective. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up a couple of days after the audio posting on youtube.com/divepots. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please leave a review.
Five stars.
Good comments only.
Okay, and today we're talking about… Girls.
Girls just wanna have fun.
Girls.
Yeah, so what it's like being a girl in 2020. What are the things that women have to deal with that men don't, etc., etc.
Right. All right. Let's get into it. I feel like you guys got to do a lot of talking this episode.
Great.
Yeah. Great. But you guys can talk too.
Yeah. What you we know? Think we know about girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll prove but I'm always you wrong. About right.
Yeah. Like, I think I know, but never mind.
Yes. Okay. I love being a girl though.
Why?
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Love being a girl.
I love being a girl. I mean, until I have to take a walk outside alone at night, then I'm like, scared.
Do you guys carry around pepper spray by any chance?
I used to, but I lost it.
What? How do you lose pepper spray?
I don't know. It wasn't that big. It was like this
Oh my gosh.
Small.
And then one day you're going to be like, I need mist.
Oh my gosh. The worst. Imagine.
What
if someone was like, oh my gosh, Ashley, can I borrow your mist? And just takes it out and just sprays it.
Then, oh no.
You better find that pepper spray.
Beauty guru.
There was a time where like, you know, pepper spray was big back in the States. Like keep it around you, especially if you're a girl. My aunt carried one around. And then when she was, she left the house and she left it there.
Oh, gosh.
So, I was like, how bad can pepper spray be? Say you got say there's like a 6'5 guy, right? And he's like stocky and huge and he's just like got really bad intentions in the middle of the night, in the middle of the road. What is pepper spray going to do to him? So, I got the pepper spray and I went outside, right? And I was like…
Oh my god.
I was like,
oh my god.
No!
You are brave.
I thought my nose, oh my gosh. It stung so bad that the pain went to like the back of my head, like behind my eyes.
Oh, I know
it's
what that is.
It's pretty damn bad.
Where do
spray.
You buy that, Ashley?
Online.
Oh, I've never…
In Korea too?
Seen it.
Yeah, in Korea. It was in Korea. I had it in Korea. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You just type it in.
Some.
Have you sprayed it? Like
outside, you not at someone. Oh, okay. I've tested it.
Like,
so
does it work?
Did you smell it too?
Yeah, I smelled it. I sprayed it and then as soon as I caught a slight smell of it, I ran away.
He like wafts it.
Yeah.
I was like… I stuck my face in the mist. I was like…
You're crazy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
pepper spray. Keep that on you, ladies. Cause
I don't want to. Okay.
Well, that's like one more thing to put in my purse. And it's already so full.
Yeah.
It could be a matter of life or death, Ashley.
Yeah.
No, just go home early. I just go home early.
I think differently. I'm like, if they come at me, I'm going to hurt them. Like, that's kinda I tell how myself, I am. I'm like, I'm going to kick them in an area that is going to hurt like crazy. Between I'm also a black belt. So I think I have like so much confidence, but wow. I know for a fact that I'm weak.
But yeah. You know, you're pretty weak.
But it's the mindset that matters, right?
I'm going to kick your ass. I'm like, but I'm weak.
Yeah. But it's the mindset, you know?
True.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like until something actually happens, then yeah, mindset. But then if something actually happens, I don't know if mindset will actually help you out that much.
I don't know. I never felt danger though. So like maybe that's why.
Sometimes a big bark can scare people away.
Yeah, just it can. Bark? It can.
Yeah.
Scream.
No, yeah, like literally like…
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Oh, you're really good at that. Wow.
You're gonna mean bark, bro. Wow. You're good.
Yeah.
You're straight in the streets.
No, but actually, if I like was walking down like an alleyway and then someone barked at me, I think I would get kind of scared.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be like, whoa, what the heck?
Is he gonna bite me?
He's not human.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. It's it's scary. No, I remember I forgot who it was, but I heard them say it on like a broadcast or something. Maybe it was my friend. But they said like it was a really dark alleyway and it was just him. And then there was a girl in front of him. So he was like, oh, like I bet like she feels so uncomfortable right now. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, all right, I'm just going to pretend like I'm talking on the phone. So, you know, like I don't seem like a weird person. Hey, and they were like, yeah, they were like, he was like acting like he was having like a normal conversation. He's like, yeah, yeah, like I'm on my way home now. Blah, blah. And then his phone started ringing.
That's gonna look so suspicious.
And he was like, oh no.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my bad. But yeah. So don't do that, I guess.
Or keep it on silent.
Yeah,
and
or
then
something. Silent, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, actually, I did feel scared in a taxi before, like
taxi?
Late at night.
Oh, really?
Because he didn't go the route that we usually go
oh,
by.
Okay.
And so I just FaceTimed my friends in America because, you know, 3
right,
a.m.
Right,
here
right.
is like still. So yeah, I was oh, yeah. And I talked in English. And I'm pretty sure he just, you know, knew a shortcut. But I was like scared because I was unfamiliar with that.
No, but there's like even from my house, there's like 6 different ways to get to your house.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like each time, you know, for a Bible study.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. And then like I open the navigation. It gives me like 6 different routes. I'm
depending on the traffic.
Yeah. I'm
wow.
Like, so I just always push like the first one's usually like the recommended like route or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just click that. But like each time it's a different route. I'm like, all right.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay.
For many ways.
Yeah. Sometimes I got to pay a toll fee all of a sudden. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, what? Where did this toll fee come from? And then sometimes it takes me like around. And I don't know. But time is all pretty similar so far.
I mean, ever since I was young, my mom always told me to be careful and not follow any strangers because there was a huge case of a girl getting kidnapped and murdered back when I was around 6 in Korea.
In Korea.
People were all… That was all in the news and I guess my mom was paranoid too. So I knew from a very young age that it was dangerous for me to be alone and it was dangerous for me to follow someone that I didn't know. And I feel like…
Stranger danger.
Yeah, stranger danger. And we even… watched it in school. I feel like I don't know if
they
play
video
videos.
Footage of the person being
kidnapped? No. I'm saying like to educate you
on
you know not following strangers. When I was in third or fourth grade, because that was happening a lot of kidnapping young kids.
Wow.
In Korea, so
wow,
yeah,
that's creepy.
That was kind of scary.
Why you kidnap young kids?
Yeah, man. I mean, I studied psychology, but I never got like. To that point, like kidnapping, like the psychological. We're getting so off topic. So, okay, being a girl,
that's
what you guys worry about.
As men, what do you think are the best parts about being a lady, being a girl?
We spoil you guys.
Do you? Wait a minute.
What?
No. We spoil ourselves. We shop for ourselves.
No,
what? I've never been spoiled by a man.
I've never been
ever.
Spoiled.
You guys never had a man like me.
Wow.
I'm totally kidding, by the way, for everyone listening. I'm just kidding. This is like how we joke around, okay?
Yeah.
No, but I do feel like society-wise, it is more like expected of the girl to be kind of spoiled than like the guy.
Yeah.
Like in society, I do feel like that's what the view is.
Kind of. Did you ever feel like that, Ashley?
Oh no! I mean, my mom tells me that
you're spoiled.
Know. No, no, that's my mom tells me I should get spoiled. Should be like, oh, he's the guy; he should be the one paying.
Yeah, right. And yeah, like, I feel like there's like societal views, or I don't know what the word is that are kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
True.
But I'm like, no, mom. Like, I'm gonna pay for it. Blah blah blah.
Yes, yeah,
that's
girl.
Good. That's good.
She's yes. Like, no.
Independent.
All right. I'll say this: not spoiled, but pampered. Pamper.
Excuse
Is pamper a wrong like, word too? Okay, what? let me say that.
Matthew, just stop talking.
I'm gonna take this one out, guys. Video, it's all you. No,
stop.
No, wait.
Stop.
Pamper means to indulge with every attention, comfort, and kindness. So it's like spoil with attention, pretty much. I'm gonna be honest. Us guys feel good doing that, and then seeing the girls. Feel good about that. Like, oh, I feel loved. You know, seeing that too is like really nice to watch.
Okay.
I feel like this could be like a plus or minus though. But like you guys get to like kind of like pamper yourself up kind of. You know, like…
I'm about to go get my nails.
Yeah, like nails, like hair.
I love doing
like
my
makeup. And all, right? I feel like… But then… I mean, yeah, guys could do it too. But it's just kind of like… I feel like we're so lazy.
No, a lot of guys do pamper themselves, but I feel like it's more fun for girls because there are more things we could do.
Yeah.
Like makeup, hair, different. And
like
clothes
too.
Are just prettier.
Yeah.
Like women's clothes are prettier. No offense.
Yeah, I mean, I only wear sweats, so I can't say anything about clothes, but yeah. I feel like that could be a plus, but also a minus, though, I feel like, because I'm sure you guys have like days where you're like, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Makeup.
We are expected to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys feel about that? Like being expected. Things that are expected of you.
Yeah.
Because of your gender.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really think too much of it until I moved to Korea actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So in Korea when there were those family meetings.
Oh.
You know they're always like so… You're 23.
Mm.
When are you going to get married? And I'm like,
I'm
only 23. And it became like a yearly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it felt like there was this expiration date that they had for me, you know?
Yeah,
there's this pressure in that. And also like working in entertainment, I always feel like girls have that timeline. Like you have to do this a certain time. And you know, like if you're too old, they're like, oh, why are you doing that? And so I think there's like that pressure that I started to feel when I moved to Korea and started working in this industry.
Mm.
Not so much before. But yeah, the pressure is the worst part.
Mm. Yeah, I hear. But I feel like that. But I feel like the marriage thing is same for guys and girls. I feel like they're
always
like…
But you guys
like,
have more time than us.
Yeah, we do. I feel like…
They're like, you're 30 and you're not married? And I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like after… You're 30, it's like, oh, you can't get married anymore. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of like that, I guess.
Dang.
I think for guys, it's like after 40, you can't get married.
No, but I also feel like in Korea and in the States, it was so different. Because I did, like, my friends in America who are the same age as me, they don't feel that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But here, like… Left and right, everyone's like getting married because they're like, oh, before 30, I have to get married.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you don't have
to
think like that.
Yeah, it's weird. Because in the States, people date even after 40 and 50. People still date.
Yes.
Looking for a girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that just now. But or I just realized it. Yeah.
Yeah. How does being a girl affect your career? I mean, there has to be ups and downs, I feel.
I think as an idol… Age does matter a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These days when you see girl groups debuting, they're like 17, 16.
No, 18. These days they're like 14.
What?
Yes, yeah, someone 15. Debuted at 14. Remember we were in our staycation and we turned on the TV and I was like, oh my gosh, like he's been around for a while. And then I was like… searching him up and he was like… He debuted
Taemin,
at 14.
Taemin.
And I was like, 14? Yeah. Like, I was in junior high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they start young.
Yeah. I don't think
like,
I could
too,
do
too young,
that.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Maybe that's why, because you know how like you said, like it feels like there's like a expiration date.
Yeah.
Maybe they think that too. So then we gotta start them young, get like as much as we can out of right. them. You think mm-hmm. that's why?
I feel like why that's think, probably the yeah, main reason. Like,
right? They start so young.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It's so sad because they're taking their precious youth away from them.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think a 14-year-old should have to cope with that much stress
yeah.
either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically. Mm. So I don't know.
But yeah, being in the anyways, industry yes. as a woman,
yeah, girls, yeah.
like even in radio, I felt like there weren't that many like older female. Actually, I worked with a lot of different types of people, but like I like people would joke around and say, oh yeah, you have to hurry up and do it because you have that time. Like you have to get it out of your system. And I'm like, and I would laugh. But then if I think about it now, I was like, I wonder why they would say it to me like that. Like, you know, you won't be relevant at a certain age. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
You guess? What? Why you got that?
But back then, like, I had no confidence. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll work
hard. You're like, oh, yeah, I got to do it right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
okay.
I wish there wasn't that standard. But
yeah.
I think it's changing now, though, because there slowly. Are, yeah, yeah. There's a lot more, like, sorry. Powerful female that are representing us.
But, sexy and powerful.
Yes, that's the best.
Who are you thinking of?
Y'all say. So, I got a list.
Yeah.
I feel like with actresses, their timeline is a little longer than idols or singers.
Oh,
because
yeah, yeah.
even with girl groups, after a certain age, you see them. Well, it's because of the end of the contract also. So they disband and do their individual things. But you see them mostly going into acting rather than continuing to pursue their solo singing careers.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, in the States we have J-Lo, people like J-Lo who's still over 50. I don't know how old she is. And she's still putting on crazy ass performances.
Oh.
But in Korea, it's kind of looked down on. If you hit a certain age and you're still wearing those kind of outfits and, you know, quote unquote, those kind of outfits and performing and dancing on stage, they're kind of like, what are you doing? And they expect you to sing ballads and just like stand there and… Yeah.
You know what I think though? I think it's slowly gonna start changing.
Like really slow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the people that are popping now that have that sexy vibe and like that girl crush confidence vibe, those people 20 years from now, I feel like they're still gonna be killing it and like do that J-Lo thing.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because we have inspiration like J-Lo and Beyonce nowadays, that they're when they're 50, like J-Lo did it. Why can't I do it?
I guess. Yeah. But I mean, they had like Madonna before too.
Right.
But they didn't. It's still like very slow.
It is.
You think how long you think it'll take? Like,
I don't know. I'm not too sure. But
I feel like 5 years?
Maybe 5, maybe 10. But I feel like we got a lot of sexy, confident ladies out there that's going to do that for us.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I feel like in Korea, entertainment is changing really quickly. So maybe it might happen in the next 3 years even. Like,
yeah. Maybe. It is very fast-paced these days, though. It is, for sure.
Yeah. I think there's just concept around idols having to be young. Especially on stage, right?
Yeah. I don't like that label that much, to be honest.
Idol?
Same.
Yeah. When you think of idol, it's automatically, like, dancing in kalgumu, like, in sync.
They have to have, like, pure like crystal skin.
Images, yes,
like,
yes.
Must be
they have
nice.
To have like
no
nice. Bad like they have to be like goody two shoes.
Mm.
They have to be perfect. It's like no one's perfect.
Yeah. Some of you would be surprised your favorite stan bias might not be who you think they are.
Of course not.
Not trying to crush your dreams, but just being real.
Get real.
Yeah, we're getting real. This is get real.
Yeah.
Going back to the topic of girls.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I'm very like protective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with us, safe with us, we're just friends and like, you know, we'll joke around, we'll talk a bunch of smack and whatever. But like, say I hear like someone got violent with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's on sight then.
Oh.
You know, it's like run up on them like real quick. And like,
yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I hope you guys feel protected. Any man that lays a hand on you?
No, but like I hate going to clubs because... Oh,
this is something you could talk about.
Yeah. I hate going to clubs because I just want to have a good time. I want to dance. Uh-huh. I want to drink. But guys are like staring you down.
And touching you.
Yeah, trying to give you signs. And they like touch you. And when you touch me…
What happens?
What happens? No mercy. I will get you kicked out of the club or I'll fight you. Like, okay. don't, you are not invited. Like, don't touch me without permission. And so, yeah, I almost got in a fight at a club.
Yeah. Joan doesn't need protection.
Yeah.
Other people need protection from Joan.
At the same time, I'm like so much smaller than this. No, I was pretty like, I was like the same height as this guy.
I don't speak up.
You don't speak up?
Yeah, she just
It's okay.
No.
Tell me with your eyes. I'll let these speak for you, Ashley.
We got you, Ashley.
Telepathy.
I'm scared of what they're going to do to me back.
But what are they going to do back?
Like,
if you cause a scene, what can they do?
I don't know. Even when people like are catcalling, because this is really, it gets really bad in New York.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, some of my friends would just flip the bird on them or just… say curse them back.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while. Flip the bird.
And I was always kind of like… I just walk really fast. And even at the club… So they'll touch me. Like they'll touch my butt. You know, they'll touch my waist. And I'm just like… I feel really uncomfortable. And I just give them a death stare. But there's… I feel so helpless.
Well, yeah. Ooh. No, but that's why I almost got in a fight that day. The guy didn't touch me. Did he?
He touched you too.
But he touched you first and I saw that she was uncomfortable.
He touched the both of you?
What?
He got kicked out.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
He got kicked out. And I was like, what's the worst that can happen in this scenario? Like, if he tries to do something, all these people are going to see it. And so, like, I think it depends, like, where I am at. Like, the confidence comes when I'm like, oh… Everyone here is witnessing this. I can do this. But if I was like alone in like
one on
one
in like an alley,
I would be like,
like run.
Yeah, run.
Run.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll be looking for a champagne bottle.
What's that?
Wait. Run. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys definitely… I feel like there's… Is that why you guys travel in groups to the bathroom?
Oh, like when we're drunk or when we're at the bar?
Or just in general.
Oh yeah, girls do that.
It's just more fun.
Yeah, bathroom selfies.
Bathroom break.
You know, like sometimes you have to wait in line. You don't want to wait in line for the bathroom by yourself.
Yeah. And we talk crap about you guys while we're
in there. Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh, Matthew. Like,
I had to hold the champagne bottle? Really?
Yeah, really? They made me go there? Yeah. Yeah, but girls do like go together. Like, I need to go to the bathroom. It's like, well, me to come with you? Like,
I've done that since junior high school.
It's not even like, want me to come with you? It's like, oh, wait for me. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Yeah, guys don't do that.
No.
Guys have a rule. It's like, if there's a urinal here, if there's like three urinals, you never use the middle one. There's got to be like one space. It's like unspoken rule.
Really? Yeah. Is that because you can see it if you just directly look down? Is it because you guys don't want to see
each
other?
I've never thought of that, but it's just like… I mean, you're in a stall, but it's like, imagine you're just like standing next to someone taking a piss. Like,
I wouldn't mind if that was my friend.
Kind of awkward.
I mean, like if the piss gets on my pants or something, it's kind of like…
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Or like on the shoes or something, you know? I don't know. I don't know what the exact reason is, but…
Gross.
It's like an unspoken rule.
Speak, Peniel. You had a very good point.
Girl bathrooms are actually like way nastier than guy bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, because we use the toilet for both number one and two.
No, and it's like…
And we have our periods.
That. Yeah, okay.
You guys don't. You guys only use the toilet when you need a number two.
I don't know.
But the urinals smell like crap.
Well, that's because it's like you can't…
No, they smell like piss.
Yeah, they smell like piss. Yeah.
The toilet smells like crap.
I don't know. I remember… What's it called? I went to Hyugyeso once.
Mm-hmm. Rest stop?
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, a rest stop. Rest stop. And then… Or an oasis or something, right? Isn't that what it's called? Is it oasis?
Rest stop.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I went once and then I had to go like so bad. And like the bathroom, like you turned a corner, right? But then like the sign was on the wall. And it was like boy… The boy sign was on the right and the girl sign was on the left. So I obviously thought like when I turned the corner, the boy bathroom was going to be on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like ran in. And then I was using the bathroom. I had to take a big one.
Yeah.
But then I hear like footsteps and it sounds like heels.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like, what snap.
But yeah, so like I accidentally went to the girls' bathroom, yeah. But it's so much dirtier. Like toilet paper is just like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just like I'm like, oh my gosh, like what, like yeah. Did this toilet blow up? Or like what happened?
Maybe they didn't clean it in time.
I don't know. It was just, but it's not like it's like a few times, you know? It's like the entrance, it's so much nicer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was like a sofa in one and I was like, what the heck? I was like, I want a sofa in the guy's bathroom.
Makeup but then, powder rooms.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then like you go in and it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're not
like
proud
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
So, not proud
but,
of
but you know, I asked one of my friends, I was like, why is it so dirty? And they told me it's because girls like know it's dirty, so they don't want to sit on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So
you they sit just, on like, public toilets.
So they just like squat on it.
The helicopter?
Yeah. And they like squat on it. I'm like,
I mummify it.
Oh,
like, that's why there's toilet paper everywhere.
I throw it out though.
That's
oh
why
my God, I can't squat.
That's what you call it? Mummifying the toilet?
Wow, I never heard that before, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I did.
Oh yeah. It's the first time I heard it, but maybe I knew what it was.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
That's why there's toilet paper everywhere.
I make sure it goes down the toilet.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
And you know why? It's because Korean sewer system, like the… what is it called? The pipes are really weak.
Yeah.
So it gets unclogged very easily. Mm. That's why it's messy and it's smelly.
Okay,
so it's not…
Okay. Wow, oh, I learned something new. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Another question. Another question.
Another question.
When girls… Going back to girls going to the bathroom together… You guys just like stare at each other pee?
Not stare at each other. Where one's like doing their makeup in the mirror, one's just texting.
That's what I thought. No, yeah. But I was waiting in line, and it was like a what's called for both sexes. What do you call it?
Unisex.
It was like a unisex bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And two girls came out.
Uh-huh.
I went in. There's no stall or anything, so I was just like. Wait, what? I was like, that means they were just like…
We do that. Three girls will go in at once and we'll just wait for each other to pee. We'll take turns.
Yeah, but we're not staring at each other down. Like, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that, but it's just like… I meant like…
Yeah, we are. We hear each other
like
pee. We talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk to each other while we pee.
Like, they're like in your peripheral at least.
Yeah.
Like,
you know
okay,
what?
That's so weird.
I never thought this was weird until like actually talking about it.
That's so weird.
I was like, oh normal. But then here I'm like, oh.
Question. Another question. Do you guys do that? Would you guys take number twos too?
No.
I was about to say.
No. Okay, that's a little too intimate.
Well then, how
true butt buddies.
How do you guys know when the girl is like number one or number two? Because usually it's like, I have to use the bathroom. And it's like, okay, I'll go with you.
I'll stop them.
But then what if… Oh, you're just like… No. You're like,
no.
It's not that kind of bathroom.
You don't want to be there.
You don't want to be fixing your makeup next to me.
No.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How would you guys differentiate having a very, very close relationship between girls and guys?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I feel like between girls, like there's stuff that they can relate to a lot more than to a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is very different. With my girlfriends, I feel like I talk about more emotional topics and get deep. Whereas guys, it's mostly… Me listening to you guys talking about girls or business or just life, you know, your stories. And I'm just there chiming in. I'm just like,
We're useless.
In other words.
We're useless.
Yeah. He packaged it so it sounded very nice.
Yeah.
But in other words, we're useless.
Yep. No, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
But so it's like when she really needs like someone that… It's gonna listen to her, it's girlfriends, and then when she's just bored and needs like background noise, it's guys.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys both have close girlfriends and guy friends. How would you say it differs?
I don't know. For me, it doesn't really differ much.
I feel like it's like it always depends on the friend. I have very feminine friends too, and with them, I'll be like, you know, crack jokes and whatnot, like feminine jokes and whatnot. And then I'll have my masculine friends where it's like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, we good. You know, like, They're like, 100. You know? But and then with girls, I'll have very tomboyish, girlfriends too. And with them, it'll be the same with the masculine guys. Like, hey, what's good? Like, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then with the girly girls, it'd be the same with like my feminine guy friends. Like, you know, yeah. We'll talk about emotional stuff. I don't know. I like to chime in on like all the emotional talk with girls too, though. Like, yeah. In high school, I was tight with a lot of girls.
Yeah, actually. Spilled Matt yo. Only had girlfriends and like three other guy friends.
I was tight with like a lot
every
of
every time
girls.
I saw him on campus, just always with a group of girls. But that's also because you were in the hip-hop dance team and a lot of them were girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was really popular with the girls.
But I wasn't even like the player type.
Yeah,
I was
he wasn't like dating all like any of them. But yeah. He was just like, oh, like really
or
chill.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. but also like the thing is like with our group of friends too, I remember like my girlfriends would be like, why can't all guys be like Matt?
Wow. I was a nice guy when I was young.
He was,
really
nice. Like he would always like hug you and he would listen. So yeah, you were very good at that.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of girls had crushes on you. You just didn't know.
Oh no, for sure.
Because they would usually talk about the other dude that's giving them problems. In my heart, if I did like that, I'd probably be like, right here, girl. Come
here. The solution to your problems right here.
Oh my God.
Show me a sign. When is my time going to come?
Maybe they were telling you because, you know.
Like giving me, like that was the sign.
Like, hey.
That was the sign?
Yeah.
You missed the sign.
I missed a lot of signs.
Yeah.
For like guys and girls, like talking to them, I read in a book, I forgot what it was called, but it was pretty much like guys are programmed to kind of try to find a solution.
Yes.
So like if you have a problem, it's like, yo, just try this, like whatever. It's like, yo, I think if you do that. And then girls, they're kind of programmed for like, they just want kind of like, yeah, like, yeah, it's like
emotional
support. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I like let's say it's like, oh, I had a hard time at work, like I hate my job, whatever, blah blah blah. Then guys will usually be like, yo, just quit, like find a new job, like do whatever you want. And then like for girls, like what they want to hear, it's like, oh really, like, oh, you must be having like a really hard time, like blah. So it's like, I read that and I was like, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, when you said that, their tone switched up real quick. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Peniel.
But I feel like you're really good at like being there like emotionally. First.
I love listening.
Yeah, he's really good at that. So it's different for everyone. It's a personality thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, anyways, guys, just be there emotionally.
Yeah. We don't want the answer. We just want you to listen.
Yeah. Just agree with them. Be like, oh, really?
Just listen.
TLC. Tender love and care.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. Periods.
What? I would imagine.
Who said that?
Well, I don't know. It's different for everyone, right? Like, I don't PMS. Yeah.
I PMS.
I break out, but I don't PMS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you not feel yourself PMS maybe? But you…
No, like I'm just like the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same.
Wow, I didn't
but
know
But
was…
maybe I get like sad. But like… I'm not like, oh my gosh, I hate everything. I'm not like that.
So it's a different time. You get emotional.
Yeah, I get emotional.
A little more emotional.
I think she looks for wine a little bit more.
A little bit more? Yeah. Looking for wine.
Yeah.
She has a little escape from that.
Yeah.
So if you see her break out around like the chin area and then she's looking for wine, it's like, oh, okay.
Gotta understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is definitely a negative thing. I don't want to go through that every month, but we have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's painful. And we have to give birth.
Yeah.
My gosh. You know, that's like…
I really feel like they
wait, have you given birth before?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so thankful that you guys are the ones that, like, you know, go through that sacrifice of pain, of labor, like 12 to 24 hours.
We're powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's actually scientifically proven girls could take more pain than guys.
Yeah, that's why fight me. Let's go.
They have to push the whole human out of them.
I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, dude, some guys like say they're like taking a hurts. Imagine pushing a human out of you.
Oh,
yo, would you ever be down to take to do the stimulation thing?
Like, where
the pregnancy stimulation.
That would be
right?
A really good get real episode.
Putting the stickers on and feeling
feel what it would be like.
I kind of just want to do it in honor of what my mom went through
three times.
Who are your guys' feminine icons?
Rihanna.
Ihori.
Those are two big ones.
I knew Rihanna. I didn't know about you.
Love Rihanna.
Oh, wait, I think you mentioned it before, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, reasons?
Boss Lady. She's a great singer. Mm. Her brand, Fenty Skin, Fenty Beauty, amazing, beautiful. Like, they work. Like, she's just amazing. I strive to be like her, but I can't sing, so… Mine is that part, like being a boss lady, like she is just queen.
Okay. And you?
I want my life to go in the route of Iori's too. How she, you know, reached the peak of fame and then she was able to walk away and then start a new life in Jeju-do without the spotlight being on her. And it must have been hard to walk away from that too, because of everything she experienced and she knew about the entertainment world, of everything she achieved. But she was able to just walk away from it, starting a new life with a husband in Jeju-do, and
come back with a bang too.
You
keep
come
emphasizing Jeju-do. I feel like
I want to move to Jeju-do. I do. I want to move to Jeju-do once this is all over. But yes, Jeju-do life. And yeah, it's just no matter what she does, it's not just her attractiveness and her talent. Of course, she's super talented too, but it's just like the person she is.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know her personally, but like just from watching TV and stuff, I feel like she's super like laid back too.
Yeah. Super laid back, like down to earth.
Super chill.
Super kind.
Yeah. Iori is also queen.
She's beautiful inside and out.
Yeah. All right, mail time.
Let's see what our listeners are struggling with related to today's topic. The title is it just me or do women have less genuine friendships than men? I'm a woman in her mid-20s and this is something that has been slowly dawning on me. Both my brothers have a solid group of friends since grade school. These friends act like brothers to each other and are incredibly loyal. I notice with women, however, that our friendship are more fickle. So many times my girlfriends love me and scream when they meet me at parties, but it just seems false to me compared to men's friendships. I had this discussion with my mom, who grudgingly admitted that she felt the same way. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't agree with this because it's not like that for me. I don't want to be surrounded by people who are fake. So it's like a personal decision. But I think it can happen because girls get jealous.
Oh, I was about to say jealousy is big. Yeah.
Right. But I think like being a good friend would be like actually like being happy for them genuinely for their successes. Right. And so I mean, if you're surrounded with people like this, just like I would cut them off. Like I don't like that.
I heard with guys, conflict creates
stronger friendship.
Yeah, stronger friendship. Because you know, when there's a conflict, you kind of see the realness and you know, you try to fix it on the spot.
Right,
but conflict for girls, even though they get everything out, I heard it sticks.
It stays?
Yeah, it stays. Like,
really?
What you…
You
I don't
have
know,
a grudge?
That's what I heard. Depending on… I guess it always depends on situation, but sometimes like what you say, your true feelings, like, oh yeah, I feel like this, I feel like this. Sometimes for girls, it kind of like sticks more. It's what I heard. In high school too.
Yeah.
That's what I heard since high school.
Yeah. I mean, that could be kind of related to the thing I read, you know? It's like guys, they try to fix and then girls are more emotional. So it could have something to do with that maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was younger, it was harder to have genuine friendships with girls because there was a lot of jealousy and envy going on and a lot of…
Especially like high school.
Backstabbing. But as I get older, I have found that I have a really solid group of girlfriends around me who are super supportive and always there for me. And I don't know, I've always had more close girlfriends than guy friends growing up. I always had like a group of girls around me, like a girl circle.
That's important.
So I don't know, I can't really relate. I've seen a lot of friendships fall out and break up, especially between girls. But
yeah. I also think it's because we're not like that.
Yeah, you guys are definitely not like that.
Yeah. We're not like, oh my gosh, like… I don't know. Like, it's complicated. Like,
she can't even impersonate it. Yeah. She's so real.
Like, it's like, I don't know.
No, but I mean, like what they said though, I feel like if your friends easily get jealous of you and stuff when you kind of succeed, or the other way around, I feel like that's not a genuine friendship either.
Yeah.
So maybe find new friends. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta look for new friends.
Yeah.
You can't expect them to change because it's really hard for a person to change their ways. Mm. So I feel
especially their like mentality and the way they think and stuff.
Right. So. It's gonna be hard. So I think you should go out and find new friends.
Maybe, maybe.
I have a massive crush on a guy and I have no idea what to do. So I have a crush. I've had plenty of crushes before. I've even had several boyfriends, but I have never had a crush like this. He's basically my dream guy. Very tall, ridiculously cute, charming without being douchey, great sense of humor, sweet and kind to everyone he meets, highly intelligent, passionate about God. This is a big one for me. Responsible, hardworking, etc. We met about 2 months ago at an event for our university. I don't get to see him very often since we're both pretty busy. Mm-hmm. But it's safe to say we've moved out of the acquaintance phase at this point and are friends.
Wow. Mm.
You may be asking what the problem is.
Oh,
the biggest issue is that he's literally so nice to everyone that I can't tell if he's showing interest in me or just being his ridiculously kind self. He's one of those people that just makes you feel special and important naturally.
Ooh.
The second issue is that he is quite possibly the busiest person I know. I'm talking about a practically full-time job, multiple leadership positions, several clubs, and a very difficult major to boot. On top of that, he's constantly hanging out with friends and making plans. One problem with this is that it's possible that he wouldn't have the free time to hang out with me enough to develop a deeper friendship slash possibly catch feelings for me. Another problem with this is that given how busy he is, I'm not even sure if he's looking for a relationship. I like this guy a lot and just don't know what to do. I don't feel comfortable telling him or asking him out at this point since we've barely hung out, and I'd like to develop the friendship further. I want to develop this friendship but don't want to be pushy if he's too busy to hang out regularly. If you have any advice, anecdotes, or words of wisdom, all would be appreciated. Wow, he sounds like…
That was a very long…
While reading the description of the guy, I looked over at Matt and he was like… That's me. I saw you. It was very tall, ridiculously cute, charming without being douchey, great like, sense of humor, sweet and kind to everyone he meets,
that's
highly
me.
Intelligent.
I'm not highly intelligent.
I'm
moderately intelligent.
No, I was like laughing because he was like…
No, but I say… I mean… This guy sounds too perfect, though.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff that came after that, too. Mm. Like, leadership roles. Yeah, you know, nice to everybody.
And he has a social life without being busy.
Yeah. He sounds perfect.
But I don't like it when guys are nice to everybody. Especially…
What?
No, I'm saying to his friends, he has to be nice. But he can't be nice to all the girls. And lead all the girls on.
Really?
And think that he's interested.
They're just… Too.
I mean, if they're friends, like, yes. But
what if he's the natural type? Like, naturally, just what he says and like his personality is just girls just fall head over heels for that type of guy.
Then I don't want that.
Where is this guy? Where is this guy?
Because wouldn't…
Hey,
wouldn't
isn't
it
this
be-
your Lee Sang-young too, John?
What would you
highly
do?
Highly intelligent. Well, the thing is, I'm really bad at like approaching crushes. Actually, it takes a while for me to… have a crush on somebody, right?
Oh, really?
Because I like getting to know them first, right? But by the time I like have a crush on them, it's like they're my really close friends with them. So I'm just like, oh. And I don't want to like, you know, do something about that. So I just kind of like let it go. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, right?
That is sad.
That's what I do too, though.
Like
if
do you?
If I don't see like a big chance… I almost usually don't take it.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
you
like,
miss 100% of the shots you don't take, bro.
I know. But it's
but
like,
also, like, think about it. Like, if I do something, that's going to really ruin that friendship.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. No. It will.
I'm always like, go for it if I'm really interested
in
that person.
Yeah. You two, I feel like, are more like…
I've had…
Straightforward.
Like, I've had a friend that's a girl. Mm-hmm. Like, what's it called? What's Kobik? I can't.
Confess.
Oh my God, yeah, there we go. Confess to me. And I was just like, oh, so, like, sorry. Like, I don't, you know.
Mm.
And we're still cool friends.
No matter how busy you are, if you really like someone, if you love someone, you're going
make
to
time.
Make time
Ooh,
for that
if
person.
If he makes time for you,
Ooh,
go for it.
That's
yes.
in the bag, girl.
Yeah.
Or guys.
Yes. Good luck.
Hey, do you think, how possible is it for guys and girls to like be friends? Because I know in America, it's like, they're more like, oh, I think it's possible. Like, mm-hmm. they think, they lean more towards it's possible. But I know in like Korea, they lean more towards it's no. not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tied with my members. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Man.
I think it's possible.
I think it's possible.
I'm friends right? with you guys.
Yeah.
We're tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. No, because I remember I saw, it was on like Instagram or something like not too long ago. I saw like a bunch of people like debating about it. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, wow. Like, that's a lot of like perspectives that I didn't really think about. But yes. Guys and girls can be friends. All right, let's wrap up.
All right, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you wish to stay updated on the show, our Instagram and Twitter is at the Dive Studios, and full episodes will go up on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, guys, subscribe to and review this podcast. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Joan, for coming in for today's episode.
What are your, once again, what are your social handles?
Follow me on Joan Day.
Yes.
Everything Joan Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instagram and YouTube. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.